Canadian activist Miroslava Tatarin, the advisor on disability and AIDS for AIDS Free World, says that people with disabilities are being excluded from HIV/AIDS initiatives principally because, quote, there are widespread ideas that somehow, because we have a disability, we don't fall in love, we can't find partners, and there's no way that we would have sex. Needless to say, these are erroneous misperceptions, unquote. Attend Miroslava's session, Forgotten Voices, Women with Disabilities in the AIDS Pandemic, Friday, from 11:30 to 1 in room 2.44. Listen to Miroslava speak about activism and feminism.
I would definitely say, yes, I'm an activist. Unfortunately, not all activists are feminists, so I think it can go very well together, but unfortunately, it's not always the case. I was raised in a way that we did not focus on the fact that I had a disability. Like, of course, it's there, but it's not a big issue. But then as I started, you know, finishing school or going to university, doing different jobs, I realized to what extent other people were aware of it, and that in itself, the fact that, you know, I keep doing whatever I'm doing, but I have this disability, people notice that and are saying, in that case, you know, whatever other preconceived notions I had don't apply.
Self-described queer disabled woman of color, Mia Mingus was given the Creating Change Award at the 20th National Conference on LGBT Equality earlier this year. She was honored for her work on disability, race, reproductive justice, gender, sexuality, and transracial adoption issues. In this clip, Mia speaks passionately at the U.S. Social Forum.
I am here today to talk about queerness and disability on the gender and sexuality plenary, because my body was colonized by the medical industrial complex at the age of 6 months old. Because claiming my sexuality for myself as a woman of color, an API woman, a disabled woman, is part of my daily life. Because it has been assumed that my sexuality did not exist or should not exist because of my disability. Because I believe that disability and queerness and ableism, heterosexism, and homophobia are deeply connected and have many, many similarities.